This episode is sponsored by Correlation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions. On the show today, we have TransUnion's very own Matt Comos talking about the new TransUnion Credit Union or Credit Union Credit Industry Insights Report at the midpoint of 2021, showing lending and consumer credit industry both strong and confident. Hey, some good news for a change, so check it out. Welcome back to our show, and welcome back to actually a recurring guest, Mr. Matt Comos from TransUnion. Matt, how are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. Great to see you. I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me back. I always enjoy speaking with you and giving the community an update on what's going on.
Yeah, you guys have some news for sure. Yeah, we always enjoy having you back on the show as well, because it's quite the education. And this time there's like actually a little bit of good news here based on your the TransUnion Credit Industry Insights Report. We're kind of at the midpoint of 2021, showing lending and consumer credit industry both are strong and confident. So, having said that, Matt, can you give us a quick overview of this report that shows actually some positive news here? We're encouraged. We need anything positive out there, Matt.
Please. No, absolutely. Well, I think, you know, to start, what we've seen is, you know, consumers throughout kind of the beginning of this year through the summer, right? We've been seeing that consumer spending has increased. Consumers have gotten a little bit more confident about the way the economy's been going. And that has shown up on the lending side as well. So lenders have gotten back into the market. We've seen an acceleration of origination activity, especially around credit cards, around personal loans, and autos. So, you know, it's been a nice kind of rebound compared to where we were this, you know, around this time last year, really in the depths of the pandemic and you know, all the uncertainty going on and not sure what direction things were going. Things have really turned a corner. Now, we are keeping an eye. Consumer sentiment has recently dropped. I think there are some concerns over the Delta variant as that continues to proliferate. But generally speaking, you know, we've seen that return to lending, and you know, we're excited to see that both consumers and lenders are feeling good about consumer credit again, especially given our low rate environment we're in.
Oh yeah, gosh, no doubt. So, can you share with us maybe I don't want to steal all the thunder from the report, but can you share with us maybe a couple of key findings from it?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, you know, The return to lending is evidenced really in the origination numbers and even some of the balance growth. So if we look at this time last year, right, think about, and this report is through the second quarter. So, you know, the second quarter of last year was right as everything was shutting down, right? Yep. Consumers were on lockdown and spending kind of grinded to a halt. And we also saw lenders pull back. So what's interesting is if you look at last year comparisons, you know, of course, we're going to be better off. But what we're also seeing is origination totals for things like credit cards are actually almost at pre-pandemic highs. So,
really? Wow.
Yeah, so we're almost returning to 2019 levels in, you know, with regards to card, personal loan, and auto. We saw, you know, for example, in auto lending, we saw like a 17% year-over-year increase. And that almost brought us back to those 2019 levels of originations. Yeah. So again, really strong growth. And again, it goes with, as consumers have been more confident, have been getting back engaged in the economy, maybe starting to travel a bit more, even though there's been some maybe pullback more recently, we know that that economic activity is kicking up and consumer credit is a big part of that. Now, on the other side of the coin, which we always look at, right, is originations is one thing, is getting them in the door. The other piece is how do they perform once you have them? And what we're seeing is generally, you know, delinquencies are still at record lows across many of the products.
I am blown away by that.
It is still a little bit shocking to see how much delinquency has stayed down. But again, as we have spoken about before, right, the amount of liquidity in the market, the government stimulus and the assistance that the government has had, has provided, as well as the lender accommodation programs, have really allowed for consumers. It's created the bridge, you know, to get to employment or more hours again. What's interesting too is a lot of those lender hardship programs have started to, you know, we've seen a lot of consumers come off of those programs and delinquencies aren't yet going up. So that's again, good news. That's a good sign. Yeah, exactly. Good sign that, you know, around the health of the consumer.
Yeah, because I remember this time last year, we were all kind of talking about, okay, you know, we're going to see this tidal wave of delinquencies and collections and things like that, but it never appeared. And I think you're right. I think it's, you know, due to the government stimulus and a lot of other factors as well. But as these forbearances and all that type of stuff kind of taper off, I don't know if you can get your crystal ball out, but we might be seeing something tick up. But you just said that, hey, you know what? Some of these already have tapered off, but we haven't seen it yet. So that's actually really good news. So people are being smart about their money, it sounds like, or they're using their savings or that piled up.
Exactly. Yeah, right. No, well, that's a great point. Like, you know, for some consumers, because they weren't spending necessarily at the same rate, that it has gone into savings. They've had a cushion. Mm-hmm. We are keeping an eye on. So what we're expecting is through September and October, many of the mortgage forbearances are going to end. And so that's the kind of key one where, you know, now all of a sudden I have a mortgage payment and I was able to manage my obligations previously, but maybe now with that added mortgage payment back in, or potentially the rent, you know, if I haven't been paying rent.
Yeah.
Now the big question is, if we look at it in total, it probably won't affect the overall delinquency because remember, these consumers have been coming off these programs all along. So as a percentage of the total, it's not as big of an impact any longer. So I don't think we're going to see like a tidal wave of delinquency. What we will probably see are slight upticks. But then for many lenders and, you know, consumers, there's going to still be that subset of consumers that are hurting. You know, we've talked about that before. Yeah. There are consumers that are still struggling and need that help. So that's going to be kind of the focus area, but I don't think we'll see it on the massive scale. Okay. Kind of like we saw, remember back in the last recession.
Oh yeah.
We saw delinquency spiked, you know, across the board.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we were all deer caught in headlights at that time.
Gosh. Yeah, and you know, but again, like great learning from that experience was the mortgage forbearance program, which didn't exist back then.
Yeah.
It kind of came out of that, which we now see as an effective tool to help consumers, you know, get through this kind of challenging period.
And that segues perfectly to my next question. because I mean, what do these latest findings tell us? What have we learned in this instance that will help us in the future, perhaps, that we learned like in the Great Recession? We learned a bunch of big lessons back then. So now there's some more lessons to be learned, right? So what have we learned based on the numbers that you guys just revealed?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of key, you know, aspects that we've learned through this recession. One aspect is that lenders are willing to help consumers, right? And so if you're a consumer and you're finding, and I think this goes, you know, just beyond the pandemic is to say, if you're struggling, and we often talk about this, if you're a consumer struggling with your bills or have questions about credit, reach out, right? Be proactive and approach the lender you're working with or approach, you know, TransUnion and say, hey, I need help understanding this. Yeah. And there's more, you know, more than ever, there's so many educational tools available. So it's really about and we've seen as consumers stay on top of their finances, they're better able to weather storms like this. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a big lesson that, you know, we come out of this with, even for an acute, you know, if you think about it from a technical standpoint, it was one of the shortest recessions in history.
Yeah, no doubt.
When you measure it technically speaking, but when you think about it, right, we still are having these after effects where, you know, if I'm an hourly worker, I still might be out of a job or I might not have those hours back. So I think it also has highlighted the importance of well thought out planning and financial kind of awareness for consumers. Mm-hmm. I think another aspect is, you know, lenders kind of have learn that, you know, when faced with kind of a challenging times, they can pull back, but then also feel comfortable about getting back in the market when the consumer's ready.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, having more data than ever available, advanced analytics, you know, all of these things that we see many companies gravitating toward and things that TransUnion help enable, you know, those are the types of tools that allow lenders to feel confident about when the consumer is ready, I can meet them there.
Yeah.
And so I think we see that evidencing itself because like we said, we didn't really, I don't think there was any kind of new certainty that arose over the first half of this year you know, things were still a little bit uncertain. We felt more comfortable about the way the direction things were going, and lenders kind of roared back in the market. And, and I think it is that ability to understand the consumer at a more holistic level that has allowed them to do that.
As you're talking, I'm thinking about, we really adapted to the circumstances, you know, and then we kind of made the best of it, you know, because I mean, we made, what was it? What's the saying? You make lemonade out of lemons type of thing. So did that, especially I think for the first half of this year. It's like, okay, this is our situation.
Yeah.
we're gonna still move forward, and consumers are gonna spend and say, I'll do all that type of stuff. And it seems like we did, based on what you guys are just done, seems like we did an okay job.
I would say we did pretty good. And think about too, prime example, everyone kind of shifted to online from the consumers. We were on lockdown, shifted to an online kind of mindset.
Right.
And the lending community kind of went there. Right. Yep. So you see the buy now, pay later, the point of sale space accelerated, you know, credit card issuers kind of shifted that. And we were already on that path. But the reality is the pandemic accelerated that. And I've talked about this for a couple of years where it's, you know, the lending community, I think, has been gravitating toward meeting the consumer where they want to be met. And so when the consumer evidences a specific preference, you know, if I'm a lender, I need to meet that preference or I'm not going to gain that consumer. Right. Yep. So we saw that kind of acceleration through the pandemic. And I think we also saw that lenders could be flexible. They could adapt, like you said, you know, and it highlighted the ability to really kind of be more nimble than I think many people thought.
Yeah, completely. And in our circumstances, well, that's just good business, you know, because I mean, when you bend over backwards for your customer, or in this case, credit union members, you know, then down the line, they're going to be there for you, you know? So it's just, it's really this kind of symbiotic relationship that works really, really well. When you scratch my back, I'm going to scratch your back type of thing. So it's, so it's really kind of cool to see that we're able to be that flexible. So it's really kind of neat to see.
Right. And, you know, and you bring up a really great point that, and we've done studies on this, you know, when you think about loyalty, right, and building that loyalty early, especially for member, and you see it really significantly, I think, in the credit union space and that member development. If you can kind of foster that loyalty early, you'll have a customer, a member for life, you know. And so I think being able to meet as preferences shift, being able to meet those changes is kind of important for financial institutions, credit unions, you know, to understand that.
Yep. Oh my gosh, man, I could go on forever with this type of stuff. I find these numbers just really fascinating, and the whole consumer behavior really fascinating, especially in the times that we're in. But I know you got a job to do, so I'm going to let you get back to it. But before I let you go, where can folks find out more details on this report? Where do they go?
Well, if you go to transunion.com and search the Industry Insights Report. We got all kinds of good stuff for you available there, good resources, and you know, reach out to us directly if you have questions. And really appreciate my time with you, Mike. Always great speaking with you.
Oh my gosh, always. You're always welcome. So yeah, always enjoy having you on as well. Again, like I said, it's always an education. So we love it. And TransUnion, for all those out there, such a fantastic resource for this information as well. So this is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's right.
From what you guys provide. So thank you for all the work that you guys have been doing over the last couple of years as well. So anything else to wrap up, Matt, before I let you get back to work?
No, just say, you know, keep an eye on what's going on in the market, in the industry. You know, we're hoping for continued growth ahead, and we'll see where things take us.
Yeah, indeed. And look forward to having you back on maybe toward the end of the year and see where we
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. Yeah. All hopefully right, we can come talk to you about our end of year forecast for what we're thinking about early, you know, what's going to happen next year.
Oh, sign me up. All right. Put it on the calendar.
All right,
Matt. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work and be well, be safe. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Take care. You too.
This episode is sponsored by Correlation, where credit unions can get more in the core, as well as Allegiant, all-out innovation for credit unions.